So then, the 13 verses, or the second section, or the first chapter, is a soliloquy. The gushing thoughts in the mind of Lord Death, the Guru. His reaction after the discovery of the beauty and perfection of the student, appreciation of his mind, which is so completely detached from the ordinary hungers and passions and attachments to the world of plurality. Not a word is spoken. It is the thoughts behind or going on in his mind. And Lord Death on the porch of his own palace is just sitting there gazing and drinking away the boy and his glory who is right in front of you. Now if anybody is going on staring at you, for some time you can stare back, but afterwards, you know, they're stupid. Well, so the boy concludes that the master has not understood what I asked. Or he wanted to remind him that there is a question, sir, which I asked you and you have not answered. Thus he asks, anyatra dharmad, anyatra dharmad, anyatra asmat krita krita, anyatra bhutascha bhavyascha, yattat pasyati tadvada. Now the teacher says, student says, anyatra, something other than. Anya, something other than. What? Dharmad anyatra adharmad. Now look, I am not asking you what is dharma. Dharma, virtuous. Adharma, wicked. What is good? What is bad? Ethical, moral, rules and codes and conduct. I am not asking. What is evil and what is virtue? I am not asking. Because those things I have been taught and I know it. Now tell me something other than. Evil or wickedness? Good or bad? Anyatra asmat kritat agritat. Something, what I meant is, something other than kritam and agritam. Kritam, made. Agritam, not made. Meaning, effect, which is the product, and the cause, which was always there. Gold was in nature. Then the ornaments are made. Gold, the cause. The ornaments, the effects. Now, I am not asking what is the source or the cause of the universe. I am not interested how the universe came out. I am not asking you the question of the creator and the created. Then what do you want? Other than both. Other than both. Are you stupid? Anyatra bhutaccha bhavyascha. Anyatra, something other than. Bhutam, the past. I am not asking ancient history. I am not asking you anything to teach me about the past. Bhavyascha, I am not interested what will happen to the world tomorrow, the future. Something other than. The past and the future. Yad pasyati. Whatever that you are directly experiencing. Tad vada. That you explain to me. Please. Now you see that the question of the disciple itself is so subtle that you and I need a commentary upon that. The question is expression of ignorance. And the student is expressing his ignorance. Even his ignorance level is so high from our condition. Where are we? You understand? He says, "Sir, what I am asking is, explain to me what you are directly experiencing, that which is other than good and bad, other than past and the future, other than the creator and the created." Full stop. What are you experiencing? That you experience. See? Good and bad are the judgment or the intellect, isn't it? Intellectually, we evaluate and say that that which is good for everybody is good, and that which is bringing unhappiness to others is evil. I am not asking, because that is all a classification or categories at the intellectual level. What is it that you are experiencing, O Master? Something other than good and the bad. Good and the bad includes and incorporates all thoughts other than the thoughts. The consciousness, the subject who is awaring, becoming conscious of good and bad. I am not asking the cause and the effect. God, the creator, and the created, the universe. When the created, the universe is perceived, yes, we must pause it. If you want to intelligently understand, you have to pause it, that there is a creator. When I am perceiving the created, the creatures, the created, the world of OAT, is perceived by I, the PFT. The perceiver, feeler, thinker, I. When I, the ego, exists in this plane of consciousness, I cannot but perceive the objects, feel the emotions, think the thoughts. When I thus see a beautifully organized universe of things and beings around me, objects, emotions and thoughts, if I want to intellectually grasp it, I will be compelled to accept that there is an intelligence behind it all. A creator, God, Ishwara. So God, when the ego, the jeev is there, the ego, the perceiver, the jeev recognizes a world of plurality objects, a jagat, jeeva jagat. This jeeva, the individuality, when he tries to apprehend or understand the world, his intellect is compelled to accept there must be a cause. It is a compulsion of the intellect that I have to pause it, accept that there is a creator of the intelligence. Thus, God, jiva individual, and jagat, the world of plurality. And when the little ego is merged, there is no perceiver, feeler, thinker, and therefore there are no objects, emotions, and thoughts. Since the world of plurality is rolled away, because the perceiver of the world of plurality is no more, the principle of God, the creator, the intelligence behind the universe is no justification. There where the jeev, jagat, Ishwara, the individuality, the perceiver, the perceived, and the creator, all the three. That state you explain. I am not asking who is God. I am not asking how the world was created. When was he created? Who was created first? What was his name? And why was he unhappy? Now leave. Yeah, that's all cock and bull stories. That is between, behind the intellectually to grasp. A cause-effect relationship is necessary. Beyond the intellect, there is neither cause nor effect. Explain to me that. Explain to me whatever that you are perceiving. Don't quote books. Books I have read. Oh yes, plenty. Libraries of books I have read. Yatat pasyati. Whatever that you are seeing there, you are directly living, that knowledge explained to me. That which is something other than good and bad. I am not asking which is good, what is bad. How is the bad? What is punya? Or what is sin? What is merit? Beyond. That which is beyond cause and effect, kritam and akritam. The product and the raw material. I'm not asking. Other than these two. I am not asking what all happened in the world in the past. That is ancient history. Better stupid history students of history, let them learn. I'm not asking about that. Future. Sahaji, I will tell you all the future. Let me wait. When I am in a trance, the window opens and I see clearly the future. There is a ball. That ball I did not bring. Christ. I am not interested in this stupid world of sheer sorrow. What kind of sorrow are programmed for my future? Why should I know it? From the past, I can very easily infer that the future is not going to be very good. So I'm not interested. Hey, sir. The past nor the future. What is that you are seeing? It's a very intelligent way of putting it. The past is the thought to do. Gone. That is all past. Not yet thought, but are yet to come thoughts is called the future. I am not interested in the past thoughts or the future thoughts. What do you then want? Between the two. So when all the past thoughts are thought to do, when you say that I have got this thought, it is already past. Never can you understand the present thought. Because the present thought rises, then I become conscious of it, then I say, ha, I got that thought. By that time, that thought has gone. The present thought is that I thoughted that thought. Isn't it? Thing. Thought can come. Yes. Then I become conscious of it. Huh. Then the next thought is that I am conscious of that thought. Conscious of last thought is already not the last thought, but the in this procession of thought, I am not interested in the dead thoughts or the unborn thoughts. Oh. Then what are you interested in? Between the thoughts, what is there? What is it on which the thoughts are rising? They are rising very regularly, systematically. Avalanche of thoughts. Admitted. At this moment, I am interested in the thoughts only. I was only on the surface flying out. Now suddenly I want to know. Sir, my question is, yes, what is it that from which all thoughts are rising? Okay, all thoughts have ended. What is there behind? Neither am I interested in the past nor the future. Other than the past and the future. The contents of right now, here, the present. We never live in the present. We generally live in the past. Sometimes we try to live in the womb of time. So either in the burial ground of time or in the womb of time. But you never live in the present. Never.
I am unhappy.
Past, isn't it? Because unhappiness came, I became conscious of it. Then you declare to the world, do you know how unhappy I am? When?
Yesterday. Yesterday gone. Why don't you live today?
Hey, but today, you know, how can I live? Because I'm worried about tomorrow.
Between these two, you live. Think how sad, how buffoonery, how comic, how unintelligent. And this, you are supposed to be very rational. Allow the thought that has risen to march off. They are all marching in my bosom. Who am I then? Please explain to me that which you directly is experiencing. I want in your own original words. Don't quote books. Books I have read, they have not helped me much. Can you help me? So very, very catching the guru by the sacred thread. Because he has no coat. You see, there is all that you can catch is only sacred thread or the hair behind. But hair also he may not have. So the only sacred thread. By the mala. Catching the guru by the mala. Will you explain to me? He is asking. That is to say, he is pinpointing the teacher. Don't go on gazing at me, because the poor boy doesn't know what is all going on in the mind of the teacher. The teacher was appreciated. The teacher already found that the student is so beautiful. He is fitted to Satma. I consider that to him the truth, the gate of truth is kept open. All that I have to do is only to take him up there. I need not knock. It's already open. He gets sucked into it. Because he has no more any attachment here. He is only to be set on the trail of again. He will climb up fast. Rocket into the higher structures of consciousness. Right. Therefore, when that student, confused by the silence of the teacher, when he re-expressed the very question that he asked earlier, the question that he asked was, there is a confusion in the world. Some say there is, some say there is no, nothing after the death. You tell me. Again he said, what I am talking is the great beyond. I am not talking of the physical death. Sambarai, the great beyond. When the ego is dead, thoughts have closed down, thoughts have ceased, the mind have folded and withered and fallen away. Is it that my individuality wiped out and therefore I became zero, non-existent? Or is there anything? Tell me that. The question shot up the so much of appreciation of the teacher. The teacher started looking at the student and his mind was prattling. 13 verses. The student misunderstands the teacher sitting like a stone. Probably the old man must have forgotten the question that I asked. Or he did not understand my question. I'll put it in a new way. Tell me, sir, what you are experiencing directly. What you are seeing directly. Something other than dharma and adharma. Something other than kritam and akritam. Cause and effect. Something other than the past and the future.